From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. A South Miami study has found that mosquitoes might just be their own worst enemies. The results are in on a trial that used bacteria to stop mosquito breeding. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich visited the laboratory where the county studies mosquito populations.
That's the sound of a buffalo turbine. 2 years ago, when mosquitoes began spreading the Zika virus across South Florida, Miami-Dade County deployed these noisy bug sprayers to neighborhoods where they worried infected mosquitoes might be breeding. The county also launched a field study in South Miami to pit bug against bug. More than 6.8 million male mosquitoes were infected with a common bacteria called Wolbachia and then released in a half-square-mile area. The bacteria prevented the male mosquito sperm from fertilizing eggs. By the end of the 6 months, the county reported the number of mosquitoes in the treatment area had fallen by 75%.
I think that's a very good result. I think it's very promising.
Bill Petrie is the chief of the county's mosquito control division. He says scaling up the method is more complicated. A $4 million grant from the Centers for Disease Control paid for the study, and it included FedExing mosquitoes from a breeding lab in Kentucky. Petrie says that wouldn't work to treat an entire county. In the meantime, he says Miami continues to prepare for a constant stream of mosquito-borne diseases.
We know there's a yellow fever outbreak in Brazil right now, which is spilling over. There's chikungunya in Rio. So we're not taking our eye off any of these situations.
For this season, Petrie says the buffalo turbines that spread an organic treatment and help keep bees and butterflies safe remain one of the county's best weapons. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.